This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, changing gears here for a minute. After the Civil War, freed slaves settled in an area of Savannah, Georgia, known as Frogtown. Got its name from the frogs that came out in the neighborhood after it rained, and it eventually became a thriving black business district. But in the early 1960s, the state condemned the area, and the federal government built an interstate highway overpass where those black-owned businesses had once stood. Now, though, Georgia Public Broadcasting's Gabrielle Ware reports that some of the residents are making it their mission to tear that overpass down.
Three women in their 70s and 80s load into a white SUV to take a trip to the place they grew up. Lifetime Savannah resident Leona Lang maneuvers her cane into the back seat.
Is that it?
Yeah.
So I get this leg up.
Pull it up, sister.
She may not be as agile as she once was, but Lang remembers the streets she used to call home. Martin Luther King Boulevard, formerly known as West Broad Street, is their first destination. You wouldn't be able to tell it now, but it used to be booming.
UMAX store, you had Parker's grocery store, you had Willie Chin Laundry, you had Mr. Cracklin that had a store.
Now an overpass towers over what used to be several city blocks. It exits in the middle of a street line with vacant lots and fast food restaurants. Again, Leona Lang.
Houses were long here. I once lived in a house that was right here. They've been in some more villas or something down here.
Yeah, they coming up. They're building another condo.
That's Justine Winford chiming in. She remembers the closeness of the old neighborhood.
Everybody was your mother. Everybody. We didn't have a telephone, but Mama know what I did on the hill before I got down in the bottom. And I never figured out how she knew, but she did.
You can hear her longtime friend Essie Williams laughing at her story in the background. Many Asian and Jewish immigrants also own stores in the area. In fact, one of the oldest Jewish cemeteries is tucked away off the main road within Frogtown limits. Even though it dates back to the 1700s, the secluded site draws few visitors. Today, wealthier areas just adjacent to Frogtown are flourishing. The streets in the historic district of Savannah boast beautifully renovated older homes and walkable parks and squares. Ellen Harris is with the Savannah Metropolitan Planning Commission. She describes what happens as you travel further from that district and closer to Frogtown.
It starts to feel abandoned in a sense, and the sidewalks aren't complete. It doesn't. It's very difficult to cross the street. There's no crosswalks, etc.
The commission is working on a project to rebuild the area near I-16. The most likely plan? To remove the overpass and create a new street design that connects to the more affluent areas of the city. Tom Thompson, the Metropolitan Planning Commission's executive director, says they're in a critical planning stage.
If the feds don't agree to change this axis the way we're proposing, then the project could be dead at that point.
Though some were skeptical at the start, the commissioners have done well in garnering public support to remove the overpass. But Leona Lang and her friends say the change won't bring back the thriving black community they remember.
There is no way they can rejuvenate West Broad Street. Because West Broad Street had houses and they had a lot of black businesses on both sides of the street. It's not going to benefit not even the descendants that were down there.
Because they're already gone?
Majority of them are already gone.
Ellen Harris says she doesn't know if any of the old businesses will ever come back to Frogtown. Most were forced to close their doors when I-16 went up. Now, planners are waiting to see if they can tear that structure down. In Savannah, I'm Gabrielle Ware for Marketplace.